from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Megan Singleton. Hold on, Megan. I've got to introduce you properly. Megan Singleton went to Seattle to bring home a big jet airliner, and while there, had a look around the town.
Yes. So that's one thing to do, actually. Let's just jump straight there. You can go to the Boeing factory and do factory tours. So Everett is about 45 minutes drive out of Seattle, and you can get picked up from your hotel and do the tour that way. Now, I was lucky enough to be able to take my camera through because, yes, I was on a media tour. And so I've got a blog full of photos going through the 777 hangar and the 787 Dreamliner hangar, watching them in five stages getting made. And it's massive. The doors are 35 metres high. You put two of them together and you've got an American football field. So just to give you a sense of scale of the place, it's just incredible. So that's all up there. But one of the other things I discovered in Seattle, and I didn't even know until I was up there, was there is an entire network of underground shops and streets and pubs and stuff that that are now derelict, and you can just walk through and have a tour. So I did the underground tour, and do you know that Seattle was originally built on such low-lying land that it used to get flooded all the time and be apparently you'd lose animals and small children every so often. It was muddy, and we're talking in the 1800s, and the sewer system was like one pipe that was coming down the hill from all the houses that were up there, and of course that would get all blocked and nasty stuff during the high tide, and so there was a nasty rat infestation and disease and all sorts of things. But in 1889, the local carpenter knocked over his boiling hot glue pot and set the city on fire and burnt down 25 blocks buildings.
Whoops.
Yes, whoopsie-daisy. So they were all wooden buildings back then because timber was a huge industry for them. So after that, one good thing was the rats were eradicated. No one died, actually, but the rats did. And then there was a new edict that all buildings must be made of stone or brick. So they also decided that at that time they would build the city one story higher. But then someone said, well, that's going to take about 10 years. And the business owners went, well, we can't afford to just not be in business for 10 years. So they kind of slapped up their pubs and their shops and their bakeries and things back on that original street level, but didn't do it particularly fancy, knew that eventually these would be sort of basements and above would be their fancy new street frontage. So today you can actually take a tour, go down all these mystery staircases around Pioneer Square on First Avenue and have a good old look around at what was these former bars and shops and then turned into opium dens and brothels and things like that.
I'm looking at some of your photographs and it is remarkable. You can walk into fully functioning shops, you know, with shelves and everything, but they're all underground.
Yes, all underground. And you'll even see the original Thomas Crapper toilets sitting there, which is where we get the term from. You might already know that. So that's all still sitting there. It's from, you know, we're talking over 100 years ago that these things are all there. Now, some businesses still own their own buildings with those basements, and you will find some working shops at the basement level, which is quite cool as well. But otherwise, it's just worth doing. You know, it's a 75-minute tour through the underground part of Seattle, costs $18, and the guides are hilarious fun.
I bet.
Yeah, so it was really cool. I enjoyed that.
And your blog is on my Facebook site right now, Andrew Dickens ZB, all in one word, and you can follow the links and see the underground tour of Seattle. It's very Planet of the Apes, isn't it? You know, with the city under the ground.
And I'm talking to you from Auckland Airport because I'm actually heading off right now to New Caledonia for the week.
Okay.
So we'll talk from there next week.
All right, au revoir. Megan Singleton on Newstalk ZB. It is now 27 to 12.